I'll go for it.
Chase, first question. What did Kyle Busch say to you post-race?
I can't hear you.
What did Kyle Busch say to you post-race?
He just felt bad for us.
Okay. Second question. When you're that position, when you're in the position of a leader and you have to make that decision, do you generally want to be aggressor and stay out, or do you want to pit and attack that way?
You just make the best decision you can based on the information you have. When you're leading the race like that, the people behind you are going to do the exact opposite of what you do. So that was the situation we were put in. Alan made a decision. We stuck with it, and it didn't work out.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Chase, is the feeling tonight similar to the other night, or if it is different, how is it different?
It's a little different there, Bob, for sure.
How so and why?
We were a lap and a half away from winning the Coca-Cola 600.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Chase, how do you bounce back from tonight and just this past week?
Just try again. You know, it's all you can do. And there's really no other option. I can't rewind time, so that's the only choice.
Is this the would this be the toughest stretch you've had in your career? These couple of races.
This week's been pretty unfortunate, but we've had some tough losses in my.
Thank you.
First however many years I've been doing this, 5-6 years, unfortunately. So it is what it is.
And our final question will come from Steve Conley. Go ahead with your question, Steve.
Chase, obviously a lot of speed tonight in the in your car as well as Hendrick. What do you look to take out of tonight to Wednesday?
I can't hear a word you said, but it's very unfortunate. I hate it for both myself and my team. Our sponsors, the whole nine yards, unfortunate, but it is what it is. You know, can't help it. And those things happen. So I've watched a lot of races unfold that way, and unfortunate to be on that end of it. But you know, it's one of those deals. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chase.